Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone with my co-host, Leslie Gold. Always great to spend time with you. Suzanne White is a former record executive whose life was impacted by the caregiving and passing of her parents. Suzanne took on the role of primary caregiver for over 4 years of both her parents. And she went from a very high-powered position in the record world to spending days and nights taking care of her parents, running to their homes, and really administrating their care until their death. It's a very powerful journey that she went on, and Suzanne wanted to share it with the rest of the world, explain how she survived it. She just launched a really new and innovative website called Caregiver Warrior that has many applications. Suzanne, welcome to America Weekend.
Oh, thank you, Valerie. So good to be here.
You know, what you went through is so common with so many people, especially in the baby boomer generation. But caregiving is not just for elderly. Caregiving is for all kinds of situations and relationships. And it's a huge topic that is not often discussed. What prompted you to take the time and build this business, this new platform, Caregiver Warrior?
You know, if I had a nickel for every time someone said to me, because there's so many of us, you're right, they're doing this, and you know, don't forget our wounded warriors also, you know, people who are coming back from war. There's so many people that are taking care of people with special needs. So many people said to me, nobody prepares you for this. Oh, my God, nobody told me about this. And I thought how true that was, because I was really, you know, I stepped up to the plate immediately, took over, and realized that I knew absolutely nothing about what I needed to do, who I needed to contact, and, you know, what resources I had. So I figured, you know, when I get through this, I'm going to try to give back and help other people so that, you know, maybe I can give them a heads up as to what the journey is like.
And there's so many levels of caregiving, because it's not only the medical caregiving or the day-to-day details of getting around, it's also insurance, it's financial, so many pieces of the puzzle that we are absolutely not prepared for.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for me personally, the one thing that I had to watch out for, and I think so many of us who are caregiver warriors have to watch out for, is taking care of ourselves while we're caring for others. So all these details and these many hats that we have to, you know, we're like octopus. I mean, it's just, I mean, people are just throwing everything at us. And what happens is we get so taken with everything we have to do and all the details and the stress that we don't take care of ourselves. And we put ourselves second, and that's really dangerous.
Absolutely. Now, you were caring for two parents, and they passed away within a very short time of each other. Could you briefly tell us the story of your parents?
Well, you know, my dad was a World War II hero, bombardier pilot. My mom was a little Spitfire, and they were really, really wonderful people. But my dad, my mom started getting dementia and probably had dementia. You know, they hide. People who have dementia are really good at hiding it. She probably had it for years prior to us realizing it. But my dad got so exhausted, we had to take him off, and he was flying down for the holidays. We all spent holidays in Florida together, my sisters. And we had to take him off a plane in a wheelchair. I mean, this was a guy that, you know, was rock steady. We never expected anything to faze him. He was so exhausted for caring for my mom. So after we got over our shock, I just said to him, hey, Pop, what's going on? And he said, well, you know, she's repeating herself, and you know, everything's a problem, and I can't tell. I don't know what to do with her, and she's getting tired, and I can't. I'm just so tired. And I said, do you want me to help? And he said, yes, immediately. So I said, okay, done. So what happened for me was that I just sort of jumped in, and he ended up having open heart surgery at 87 to help take care of her. So he opted for a major operation to help me help her. Mm-hmm. So not only was she, you know, failing with the dementia, but then I had to take care of him while he had open heart surgery and his recovery. So we had a great 4 years, two of which were after his surgery. And I mean, he was really a wonderful, wonderful patient. But he came back and he took care of her and helped me, and then got an infection and passed very quickly. And she passed 7 weeks later from a broken heart.
Oh,
I believe.
It's really quite a story, Suzanne, and so many people have their own individual stories to share. And perhaps that's one of the great aspects of the Caregiver Warrior website. Let's give out the website, first of all.
Terrific. It's caregiverwarrior.com.
Very simple.
And you're right, Valerie. There is going to be, on the website, I want to hear other people's stories, because I think we need to reach out and have a community. You know, we need to interact, because what happens is you can feel so alone. So one of the other things I want to do with the website is make sure that we can have this community where you can share your stories, share pictures of your loved ones, you know, and check in. And people can say, hey, wow, I can relate to that. I can relate to that story. Oh, that's like me, and not feel so alone.
And great resources and information that you're giving out, too. Now, I want to point out, because I have seen the website, that the Caregiver Warrior, which is a great name, it indicates so many things about the individual who is the caregiver, has it's not a dour website. In fact, the character, the caricature of the caregiver, taken after you, Suzanne, is very lighthearted. And I know that you want to bring a level of lightness to this as well.
I really do, you know, I mean, because so often when you're caregiving, you know, you just feel like you want to pull your hair out and you just can't go on. And so often for me, my sense of humor, and my parents had a great sense of humor, you know, I mean, you have to laugh, you have to try to see the positive side. You know, I mean, I made a choice. I could be miserable or I could have a journey. And I got that. And thank God, I'm not saying that I didn't get the blues or I didn't get depressed or I didn't get upset, but I decided to have a journey. And it was the best thing I've ever done in my life. So for me, I do want to bring humor and compassion and most specifically, compassion for ourselves in a lighthearted way, because, you know, you can think that you just can't go on, but you can go on, and it is an amazing journey if you choose to take it on.
I'm speaking with Suzanne White, founder of CaregiverWarrior.com, for anybody who is in a caregiving situation, no matter what it is, no matter what the relationship is. There are people who caregive their neighbors and friends. I can name five off the top of my head. It's a very common situation. Having been through this four-year experience, Suzanne, what would you say is the number one thing a caregiver should do when they say, I can't leave, I can't go on vacation, I can't do that because they need me? What would you say to that person?
That they have to find time for themselves. You can't take care of someone else if you're depleted. You know, if you're in a state of complete exhaustion and you're emotionally bankrupt, you can't be a good caregiver. And you have to try to find a way, even if it's a five-minute break during the day, take mini vacations. Try to have a support system around you so that you maybe can get away for a day. An afternoon, a manicure, running around the block, something so that you can get away. And it will be taken care of. I believe if you take care of yourself, the universe takes care of you and those you're caring for. And it worked for me so often. I there were times when I thought I just could never, ever go away. And you know what? I worked it out. And people came and helped me and took shifts and took care of my parents. And I came back feeling better. And guess what? I gave better care to my parents. So you have to take care of yourself first. You know, put the oxygen mask on in an airplane before you put the oxygen mask on the person next to you. You have to breathe.
That is a great analogy, one that is used many, many times over. But and we have to pay attention to that that very great example of oxygen first for you and everybody else secondarily. It's a great idea.
So, absolutely, you got to breathe.
So, Suzanne, with this website, aside from resources and a sharing page, what else are you planning to do with the platform? Because it's not just a website, it's a platform, it's an experience.
You know, the thing that I would really, really love to get involved with is I'd like to do a lot of podcasting, but I also want to do a lot of Q&A. I'd like to have Caregiver Warriors ask me questions so that I can, you know, sort of talk to them in a very specific manner about specific things that they are worried about or that they're concerned about or that are maybe challenging them. I'd like to have a really kind of a good interaction with other caregiver warriors, and I'd like to connect them with each other. I think that, again, we need to build community. Quite often when we're in the middle of caregiving, we just feel like we're alone. And we're not alone, and that we're crazy, you know? So I want to make sure that everybody knows you've made this commitment, it's going to be okay, you're going to get through it, and you're not crazy. So any way that I can build a community for caregiver warriors is what I'm really hoping to do.
And there you go. So if this is a situation that sounds very unique to you, realize that there are millions of people in the same place, in the same situation that you can share with. And now there's a website for everybody to go to, caregiverwarrior.com. Suzanne White, the founder, thank you so much for taking the time to speak today. And I guess it's time for you to take care of yourself right now.
Indeed. And thanks, Molly, so much, because this is such a big, big, big issue. And I just, you know, people are hurting out there, and I want to try to make them feel a little bit better if I can.
Suzanne White, Caregiver Warrior. I'm Valerie Smaldone with Leslie Gold, and this is America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.